Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Maeve Marsden and you're listening to Queer Stories. Before today's story, I just want to do a quick plug for a show I'm doing, both as a live event for those in Sydney and as a live stream available internationally via Global Fringe. I'm hosting a cabaret variety hour of incredible local performers called Queers on the Fringe, September 23rd to 26th, with a Pay What You Feel live stream on the Wednesday night. I'd love you all to tune in. I've got an incredible lineup of comedy, music, drag, movement, storytelling and more, with Jamaica Moana, Brendan McLean, Victoria Zerbst, Nina Oyama and Jojo Zaho. Check it out and book your tickets on sydneyfringe.com. And now, Marley Jane Ward is a writer living on Wurundjeri land. She is the author of the award-winning Orphan Corp trilogy and is currently living her dream of being someone's fabulous goth aunt.
My nail technician is fucking rad. I adore her. She's kind, she listens to all my problems, she loves dogs as much as I do. She makes cute, explosive noises at random moments. Her nails, both personally and professionally, are totally fucking on it, perfect every time. Plus, she's so fucking queer that I bet she bleeds rainbows. She's got parts of her head shaved that you've never even seen before. She specializes in hard gel nails, the kind that can be sculpted all the way up into inch-long talons. I love to watch her craft them, brush in hand, dipping into a pot of clear gel and sculpting each extension just so, turning my hands this way and that. They grow long and sharp from nothing. Every so often she'll take my hands and shake them. "Relax," she says. And I laugh because I don't know how. But I try to make... But I try to make my hands go as floppy as they can. I like the way she looks at them with such care and concentration, thick eyebrows furrowed. I like the tender way she holds my fingers, making each nail perfect. I dig reasonably hectic nails, long and pointed, claw-like. I want my nails to say, "You fucking bet I'll cut you." Probably because I'm the kind of person least likely to grievous bodily harm anyone, but I'd like to give the impression that I am. Look, I'm 5'0". I need all the help that I can. I want to come across as sexy and dangerous instead of a teeny tiny roly-poly pumpkin who's all tits and dimples and who often can't be seen over the deli counter at Woolworths. You won't be able to miss me if I'm drumming a set of thick black stiletto claws on the glass countertop now, will you? Hectic as my nails may be, I'm completely unimaginative when it comes to nail art and also often too broke to get it. My first time in, I told my nail babe that I wanted your gothest goth dream girl nails, please. That meant black as black like every t-shirt I own, black like starless space, black like the void in Peter Dutton's eyes. And then every follow-up appointment, I'd just request the same. "Just black," she'd ask, and I'd go, "Yeah, I guess." And she'd always try to find some way to make my black claws more interesting, maybe a chromed feature finger or two, glitter or pale half moons at the cuticle. I don't mind if they're fancy or not fancy. It's not just the fance that I'm looking for, really. I'm seeking something else from them, too. See, long, sculpted black nails make me feel like a sexy witch. They make me feel like a glorious summer goth, a dark little spiky babe. They are the source from which I derive my power, the one pointy part of myself that is otherwise all curves and soft round hills. When they're long enough, my hands become almost useless, which feels like an... which feels like an amazing marker of status to me. I I am so mysteriously special that I don't even need to use my hands. I can have these talons render me unable to complete simple tasks because I am above simple tasks. How will I button my shirt? How will I pick up that $2 coin from the floor? How will I type? Never you mind. I'm a sexy witch with magic and 3 centimetres of sculpted monomers at my fingertips. So I know that every person in here is clenching the delicate walls of their most intimate mucous membranes right now. Nails, right? It's okay though, because we can make it work. See, 8 nails long and vicious, 2 short and kind. It's a pride manicure. I told you my nail technician was at peak queer. She introduced me to utility fingers. My mum saw my 2 shorties and she was like, oh no, you broke 2. Yes, broke. Mum. Didn't. But it's not just that. They're very important to me in other non-sexy witch ways. See, my body, I don't know, it's unruly. It will not obey. It's been like this for a while. I'm bemused by its expanding size, besieged by its endless, unexplainable mid-level pain, alarmed by the way it acts out in extreme flashes. I have headaches like thunderclaps and migraines with lights that send me blind. Sometimes I forget how to hold things and I drop them uncontrollably to the floor or uncontrollably chuck them across the room. My weak ankle tendons snap in 2, throwing a tantrum over a single step. The frequent and sudden pierce of an invisible knife into my lumbar spine, so swift and torturous, makes me cry when I try to put my underpants on in the morning. I haven't been able to turn my neck to either side properly in 7 years. I don't know, but I don't think that's usual. I'm the girl that you know who always has a Band-Aid on, who needs a Panadol or a Nurofen or a Valium or an Endone if you've got one. Do you have one? Talk to me later. I'm always on day 2 of my period and breathing through the pain like it's labour. My arm hurts. My hands hurt. My body even tries to cling on to youth through convoluted means. I'm 37 years old with terrible acne. You know what makes you feel fucking sexy as your hair grays and your bones grow spurs around your bulging discs? Pustules all over your fucking face. It's always something with you, a colleague and a partner, and my mother once said twice, a million times. I know. It is, isn't it awful? I'm not sure that's what they meant. But I can't control my body, it runs wild, it escapes me. It refuses to comply in so many ways. It expands, it explodes, it aches. My ADHD specialist doctor once told me, you're my only patient on this higher dose of dexamphetamine that just keeps gaining weight. I've never seen it before. Let me tell you, expensive doctor friend, I can gain weight through anything. Your speed is no match for my metabolism. Watch me. Hand me that bowl of pasta and you can take notes for your medical journal. I had to find a new way to put my shoes on not too long ago. My big round tum and my bad back conspired so that the good old bending over just doesn't cut it anymore. As I multiply in size, I seek to sheath it in a parade of big flowy tops. They just keep getting bigger and flowier. Soon I will find the biggest and flowiest of tops and it will subsume me and we will become one. But while my body insists on being unruly, there's one thing that I can control. There's one way to show her who's boss. I can have the most sharp-pointed, goth babe, impossibly long fucking nails in all of Brunswick. Maybe in all of the North. My body might disobey, but my nails make me feel in control, like a tough, hard femme, hot goddamn bitch, instead of a little round Russian matryoshka doll with all of the smaller and thinner and painless versions of myself nestling inside. They're my strength when I feel like I have none. I can't rein in this body, but once every 3 weeks, I can haul it to the salon and have my nail babe sculpt me a little bit of power over it with just a tiny brush and a pot of gel. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast, rate and review it, and follow Queer Stories on Facebook for updates. Follow me, Maeve Marsden, on Twitter and Instagram, and please consider ordering a copy of the Queer Stories book, a collection of the tales that I edited with beautiful stories by incredible writers such as Nayuka Gori, Benjamin Law, Candy Bowers, Candy Royale, Simon Hunt, Liz Duck Chong, and Rebecca Shaw.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.